before, really. But there seems to be some good news percolating. Will you share with us what's going on with the hospital's financial performance?
Well, you know, as you know, healthcare is, it's a difficult business. And when you have a large transition like that, there's known systems that have to be stood up and efficiencies have to be built in when you go standalone. But the good news is that, you know, the staff there at Boone are just remarkable. And so with a lot of focus on just basic hospital operational excellence, we've had a good first couple of months for the fourth quarter. And you know, we're in the black again, and so which is where we need to be, where we need to stay. And so, so from the financial side, it's it certainly is looking good.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Now, do you think so? We had a couple. You reported a couple of months at the end of the fourth quarter, October and November. Actually, we don't have December in yet. Where you're in the black, yep. Both months are in total. How do you see it going forward? I got to believe it's going to be a little rocky. You're just not going to be in the black every month. What's it look like though, going into 2024 here?
Well, there's always going to be challenges here and there that are going to pop up, you know, and there's variables that will impact each month. Some months you're going to have really good, strong months, and some months you're going to be challenged because there's so many different variables that dictate how a month comes out. You know, if we can get our placed, you know, post-acute discharges, you know, if we can get access to that, then we typically have better months if they have availability for our patients that we don't have to keep for a few extra days. Waiting on insurance or for bed availability, that really impacts us.
Okay.
So, overall volume has been strong.
So it's tied to procedures, obviously, operations and other things that obviously cost money to administer.
Sure. Yeah, it does. But you know, the thing that you know has been a really big deciding factor in how we've kind of been able to make some of that curve. You know, from posting consistent losses to hitting some in the black, have been the fact that more patients have chosen to receive their care at Boone than they did last year.
Well, and there's been an area of specialization, of course, been cardio, fitness and sure. And treatment and operations and all that.
You think you're around the corner, then, Brady? You think you're around the corner? I mean,
I think we're in a much better position than we were last year, and I am truly excited about what we're going to be able to do in 2024, and really excited about what 2025 is going to mean for us.
Hmm. Tell us a little bit about that. How do you got to build the business, right? That's what Al's talking about. That's what I think you're talking about. How does Boone attract new customers?
You know, really, there is a pent-up demand for patients trying to get into Boone and to get things, you know, scheduled and get the procedures done and be able to be transferred in. You know, our biggest opportunity is workforce development. You know, if we can bring in, continue to bring in more staff and on a non-premium labor, you know, basis, meaning that they're Boone employees, I think we can have just a banner year. We just have to make sure that we get the right numbers and we get the right people that have that Boone mentality, which is, you know, needs of the patient come first, great customer service. If we do that, then we got a really, really bright future. And so I think our limiting factor is, with all healthcare, is workforce.
Building staff. Interesting. So you need to add staff to grow. That's what you're saying?
Correct. Yeah, we are actively recruiting and hiring. And so it's a great time to get into healthcare.
Well, this is a regional concept because I know I live in North Missouri much of the time, and I know there are people who live 50, 60, 70 miles from Columbia, and they drive in every morning to work in various aspects of healthcare, Keene Street, Boone, the university, et cetera, et cetera.
Tell us, Brady, your priorities then. You come in, you're new, you've surveyed the situation, you're probably coming in at a great time. It seems like a lot of the worst of it might be behind us. What are you looking at, you personally, what do you got to drive in that business?
You know, I need to make sure that as we continue to focus on volume growth and operational efficiencies, that we don't lose Boone's identity. That is the overall strength of the organization, is everyone focus on the needs of the patient, a true dedication to excellence and customer service. You know, we have a tremendously strong medical staff. We've got a very, very strong workforce. We just need to execute and make sure that we don't lose our identity, because Boone really is a special place to provide and receive healthcare.
We got a question here from listener Rick, and this came up in the meeting the other day. Your emergency room volume is growing. Did it expand? Rick is asking, what's going on with the emergency room and the ambulance service is his question. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, no, our emergency department volume is up, you know, year to date, you know, 9%, which is a pretty solid growth in the ER. And really what that is more patients are choosing to come to Boone for their emergency care than what they did last year. And while we haven't had any physical growth, I mean, we haven't taken in new square footage or things like that, we have worked on our lab turnaround time, our imaging turnaround time, and making sure that we're able to get the information to the doctor in a more expeditious fashion so they can make the clinical decision whether they need to be admitted or they're safe to be discharged home with the right diagnosis. So we really just kind of focused on operational efficiency on that.
Well, it's also a marketing exercise. And I guess one of the questions that pops up in the news these days is the fragile conditions over in Mexico and Fulton. Those have been news items. I guess Boonville is the same way. They used to have full-service hospitals, and that whole thing is basically a shambles right now. You do have relationships, though, through cardio. I know there are clinics. I know there's one on the north side of Macon, where heart patients, I guess once a week, someone who's in cardio, a physician goes up there and actually has clients. And so that's, 58 miles north of here. So you reach out. The tentacles of Boone reach out on a regional basis and tie in with these small towns that otherwise have no service whatsoever.
Yeah, no, I think that it's really clear that Boone is not just a Boone County hospital. We service 26 counties. That is our patient draw. And so we go all the way up to the Iowa border, and we go down south of the lake, and everything in between. And so we have a lot of great specialty, you know, physicians that are either part of Boone employed, or we have PSA agreements with, or they're independent, but they do a lot of their work here. They go out to these outside areas so the patients don't have to drive for basic care.
So do you have any relations with Samaritan, which is the hospital in Macon, or this growing entity in Hannibal Regional, which is going to build a facility on the east side of Kirksville, I understand? I mean, they are reaching out too in a regional sense, and I hope there are relationships that are solid with those institutions.
Yeah, I think, you know, what you'll find in healthcare is you want to be good partners in healthcare. And while everyone wants market share, it's all about making sure that we all work together to take care of people. And certainly with Samaritan, we do actually have an affiliation agreement with Samaritan to where we help them with supply management, supply chain management, things like that. You know, their CEO is just tremendous. We have relationships, you know, all the way out to Marshall and up to Brookville as well.
So you got a relationship with Bothwell and Sedalia, which I understand is operated by the city. And then, of course, Marshall. Fitzgibbon,
Fitzgibbons, you know, Brookville and Samaritan are our official affiliates. But then we want to be good partners with everyone else where it comes to how can we work together to provide care locally. And if they need higher end care, because Boone is really known for its heart care, and you know, those are the things that we want those patients to be able to come to us for their definitive care.
Do you have strong ties with AeroVac, the helicopter service?
When it comes to EMS service, everybody plays nice. You know, those are the things that, you know, the AeroVac crews, you know, they're an excellent group. They provide great care in flight. They're very responsive. We make sure that if it's something that's coming into us, that we do things right. But they're a great group.
We're talking with Brady Dubois, the CEO at Boone Health. Brady, on that same subject, the bigger strategic partnerships, the big St. Luke's BJC merger, we get MU merging with Cap Region and Jeff City. What's your view of the future of a strategic partnerships with Boone Health?
You know, I think that there is a large number of hospitals in the state of Missouri that want to remain independent. And I think Boone is uniquely positioned to help lead that that capability to remain independent. And I think that, you know, each hospital in each community needs to decide what works best for their community. We believe in being able to focus on our service area and do things that we need to do to support our patients and our service area. It needs to be a local decision. So that's our decision. Other folks, they feel alignment is better. So it's really up to those leaders and those communities to figure out what's best for them. But for us, we are staunchly, you know, advocating staying independent, because we feel like we can then better decide how and what services are available, where, and to make sure that people don't have to drive in excess of distance to be able to receive care.
Okay. Brady, you moved to Columbia. Tell us, how have you found Columbia? You've been here a few months. You enjoying yourself here? How do you perceive Columbia?
Man, I absolutely love Columbia. You know, my wife and I, we've been coming to Columbia for years, though, because my son's, you know, he's a senior at Mizzou, and my daughter's now a freshman at Mizzou. I mean, so we've been coming, but really all of it has been focused just around the campus and just, you know, what's going on, you know, going to Shakespeare's and things like that with the kids. But, you know, now that we're living here, there is so much more to Columbia than just the university.
Where did you come from? What was your previous posting?
I was the CEO of the Detroit Medical Center's Adult Central Campus, or the four hospitals in downtown Detroit.
Oh, I understand.
But you're from where, Brady?
Well, originally from the Southeast Texas area, and so they're on the Texas Gulf Coast, border of Louisiana.
All right, so like Port Arthur, that area east of Houston.
Port Neches Groves is where my wife and I both graduated from.
Okay,
and then you spent some time in northwest Missouri, right?
I did. So I was the president of the four hospitals that the Mosaic Health System owns and operates. And so before I went back to community health systems and tenant health, love St. Joe, great community, but we really enjoy Columbia. And so there's a lot of similarities, but Columbia just has a lot of growth and much better restaurants.
All right, Brady Dubois, thank you for joining us this morning on Columbia Buzz, and good luck at Boone Health.
Hey, thank you so much, sir. I appreciate it. Okay. And I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend.
Okay, thanks. Peace. All right. Brady Dubois, CEO of Boone Health. Interesting. I think there's news there.
There is. It's good news.
The staunch, I'm trying to think of the words. I'm going to go back and listen to it. Staunch supporters of staying independent. I kind of always thought they would be searching for some big strategic
A friend of mine, a close friend of mine who is very, very familiar with Sedalia, was talking to me the other day about Bothwell, which is the hospital in Sedalia. Sedalia is a city of about 21,000, and it's a regional center of its own in Pettis County. And that hospital is apparently owned by the city of Sedalia, and they seem to be doing great. From his description.
Well, I hope he's right. I love the way it sounds, and I love that they're getting their numbers turned around. And there's nothing better for Boone County than if that hospital prospers. Mm-hmm. All right, 573-874-9390. Coming up, we'd love to talk to you. Your phone calls and your comments are welcome.
Don't be bashful
here at Columbia Buzz.